The following is a presentation of Remnant.
Light of the world.
Hey, this is Jeremiah from Remnant Church. Thanks for listening to us online. You know, we want you to be encouraged and filled with hope through your experience as you listen in. This life can be complicated, even confusing, but it's our hope that you catch a glimpse of God's unconditional love for you and His purpose for your life. Thanks for listening in.
We're talking about the cross tonight and the remembrance of the cross. Over 2,000 years ago, we all must know the story that Jesus came and died. And you know, as I worked all day today, like most of you, I kept looking at the clock from the time I punched in at 6 in the morning. By that time, I'm sure Jesus was flogged, whipped, and beat, and bleeding. Kept looking at the clock. And I know in the scriptures it said by 9, he was already getting nailed to the cross. And I just thought of everything he went through. We could not humanly possibly know what this must have been like for him. We call it Good Friday. We worship because it's good and God is good. But this Friday over 2,000 years ago was pretty dark and gloomy, but good for all of us. And I'm going to just read a piece out of Luke chapter 23, just recounting that last moment of our Savior. Luke 23, 44 through 49. Luke chapter 23, verses 44 through 49. It reads like this. Around noon, darkness came over the entire land and lasted until 3 in the afternoon. The sun had stopped shining. The curtain in the temple was split in two. Jesus cried out in a loud voice, "Father, into your hands I entrust my spirit." After this, he died. When an army officer saw that what happened, he praised God and said, "Certainly, this man was innocent." Crowds had gathered to see the sight, but when all of them saw what happened, they cried and returned to the city. All his friends, including the women who had followed him from Galilee, stood at a distance and watched everything. Shall we pray? Father, we thank you for this great evening, Lord, as we commemorate your death on the cross. We pray that your Holy Spirit would fill this room, Father, and that you would just speak to us, Lord, as we bring to remembrance this event and what the cross is and why you died on this cross. So, Holy Spirit, have your way in our hearts and speak to us. Thank you for this blessed evening and the opportunity and privilege to live in a country that we can still preach Jesus and remember the price you paid for us sinners. We thank you for dying for us, Jesus, and we thank you for the penalty you paid for our sins and the sins of the world. We thank you for your precious blood, Lord, the precious blood of the Lamb. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. So tonight we do remember Jesus' suffering. The brutal physical torture he went through. And some of us nowadays can have a rough day, but you can't compare it to the cross. Some of us might have had a rough day, a rough week, a rough month, or you're having a rough life. We need to bring it to the cross. We also remember the cross and God's answer to our sin problem. Why did Jesus have to die this brutal death on the cross, as our topic has been here at Remnant? Why? Why couldn't God just shout down from heaven and say, "I forgive you," and be done with it? And why, oh why, friends, brothers, and sisters, isn't it enough just to be a good person? Every other belief system says, obey this, give that, do this or do that, and you'll get fixed. Or earn your way to some paradise, some enlightenment, some nirvana, or some big yellow banana in the sky. There's a lot of beliefs out there. But only Jesus and his death on the cross is what makes us right with God. Period. Amen. So why did Jesus have to die this awful, brutal death on the cross? We know God created earth perfect. Man and woman perfect. But sin came in. And sin had to be dealt with, and sin cannot be pardoned, my brothers and sisters. Overlooking sin would make God an unjust God. It's just like being at a court case, and you might be there just a spectator or in the jury, and you know this guy is guilty, the whole room knows he's guilty, and the judge says, oh, I'll pardon you. And the judge himself knows he's guilty, and he pardons him. Is that a righteous judge? No. That's what makes God different from how we judge as humans. He judges righteously all the time. And his answer is through Jesus Christ and the cross. The cross can be offensive to many. And it is in some countries. But to us, we commemorate the death of our Savior on this cross. I've always said this, and it's not in my notes. Sin came in through a tree, but Jesus nailed sin to the tree. Amen? I like what God did there. So there's consequences. There's consequences for sin. Because God's people over and over from the beginning of time up till present day keep turning away and turning to sin. And the consequences, as it says in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. Even being good, a good person, isn't enough. Isaiah 64:6 says, all our righteousness are as filthy rags. It has nothing to do with what we can do, our capability or anything. It's the cross. The price that was paid on the cross. You know, we even try to compromise our sin or justify it. But we all fall short. And it's clearly said in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. We're all guilty, folks. We are all guilty all the way to the cross. But we thank God for that precious blood of the Lamb. Amen? We need the blood of the Lamb. The cross is essentially a confrontation with sin. The cross means the old life is over. We can never go back to that. We should not go back to our old ways. The cross means there's a brand new you. The cross means make a decisive break with sin and decide to follow Jesus. The cross is saying, in other words, God would be telling us what the cross means to him is this. You can have your sin or you can have my son, but you cannot have both. Amen? God makes it clear, folks. But what about those that don't believe in the cross? Those that laugh at us at times, those that laughed at Christ, those that were laughing as they saw him carrying the cross and spit on him and kicked him. We have those days in our spiritual lives where the cross gets a little heavy. We don't want to carry it. It reminds me of a short little story. I'm sure half of this room have heard it, where there's 20 people going across desert dragging their cross. One of the guys sees he's getting behind and he drops the cross. He looks up and says, God, this cross is a little heavy. Can I cut it down a little bit? Sure, go ahead. He cuts a little piece off the tail end, starts marching. He's getting a little bit ahead of the people now. But then he gets tired again and the people are passing him. Drops the cross again. He says, God, can I cut it down just a little bit more, God? So he cuts off a little bit more off the tail end, off the sides. So now he's just got a little handheld and he's booking it across the country. But then he comes across a crevice, a cut, a canyon, if I may say, in life. The cross his didn't reach and everyone else just crossed perfectly. See, we can't cut the cross short. It is what it is and the price was paid and we need to bring it to the cross. Amen? We all have sinned. For those that are believe the cross is foolishness, it's in 1 Corinthians 1:18. For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to those who are being saved, it is the power of God. It is the power of God. We need the cross, folks. We need to remember the cross daily. When you're feeling down and looking down, look up and imagine the cross. He's there. That precious blood has covered whatever we are going through. The cross is God's plan to save us from disaster, from self. And I say that to say this. Let me ask you a personal question. What personal sin is holding you down today? Is it anger? Is it lust? Is it a hard heart of unbelief? Is it fear? Is it doubt? Is it drunkenness? Is it an uncontrolled temper? Is it cheating? Is it lying? Is it adultery? Is it abortion? Is it pride? Is it stubbornness? Is it greed? Is it an addiction? We all face these battles, folks. But whatever disaster you have created, let me tell you about the best news I've ever heard. It doesn't matter what your sin is. It doesn't matter how many sins you've piled up. It doesn't matter how guilty you think you are. It doesn't matter how bad you've been this week. It doesn't matter how many skeletons are rattling around in your hidden closet. Even the worst of criminals has pardon at the cross of Jesus Christ. We can all be criminals in the way we live, in the way we act. And we need to bring it to the cross of Christ. And I say, why a criminal? Look at Luke 23, 39 through 43. It says this. One of the criminals hanging there insulted Jesus by saying, so you're really the Messiah, are you? Well, save yourself and us. But the other criminal scolded him, don't you fear God at all? Can't you see that you're condemned in the same way that he is? Our punishment is fair. We're getting what we deserve, but this man hasn't done anything wrong. Then he said, Jesus, remember me when you enter your kingdom. And Jesus said to him, I guarantee this truth. Today, you will be with me in paradise. Folks, amen. Amen. Give the Lord applaud. See, we all have this promise before the cross. Even a thief, a criminal, Jesus can only pardon. Only he can forgive. The cross is God's answer to our deepest needs. And they will be met. And I'll tell you why, because God's word says that as well. Where? Jesus cried out in John 19:30, it is finished. It is finished, tetelestai. It's done, folks. We're saved by Jesus. It is pointless to blame the Jews or the Romans who crucified Jesus or the Roman guards who nailed Jesus to the cross. This fulfilled the prophecy. So why did Jesus have to die this brutal death on the cross? I didn't know this till I started studying it. At times I've even preached that I crucified Christ. The Jews did, the Romans did. You know what I found? Jesus knew he was going to die on the cross. He knew he came to save us. And I'll tell you where it says it. There's several scriptures I will read. Mark 8:31. Then Jesus began to tell that he, the Son of Man, would suffer many terrible things and be rejected by the leaders the leading priests and the teachers of the religious laws, how he would be killed, and in 3 days later he would rise up. Mark 9:31, because he was teaching his disciples, he taught them, the Son of Man will be betrayed and handed over to people. They will kill him, but on the third day he will come back to life. Mark 10:32-34, taking the 12 disciples aside, Jesus once more began to describe everything that was about to happen to him in Jerusalem. When he got to Jerusalem, he told them, the Son of Man will be betrayed to the leading priests and the teachers and the religious of the laws. They will sentence him to die and hand him over to the Romans. They will mock him, spit on him, beat him with whips and kill him. But after 3 days, he will rise again. And one more, John 10:17-18. It says, therefore, my Father loves me because I laid down my life. That's what got my attention. I laid down my life that I may take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down myself. I have the power to lay it down, and I have the power to take it up again. This command I have received from my Father. If Jesus rose, we will too. If Jesus carried a cross, we need to carry our cross daily as well. See, there's a price to pay, but it's been paid in full for us. We just need to keep shrugging along and making it as right and as good as we can for Jesus Christ. See, folks, the church does have the answer. As many churches, I'm sure, have gathered tonight, the church has the answer. Why do I say that? Because the church has the answer, and it is found in the cross of Christ. Christian churches should be preaching the cross of Christ. And that's where we come to. That's where we need to be. Praise the Lord. Amen. When Jesus said, I am the light of the world, I am the door, he was speaking of the cross. Look at Luke 9:23. He said to all of them, those who want to come with me must say no to the things they want. Pick up their crosses every day. There's another good clause. We need to stop there. Pick up your cross every day. Sometimes we forget it. Oh, I don't want to bring it today. I'm good. We need to pick it up every day, he said, and follow me. You cannot go to heaven unless you enter by way of the cross. I don't know where you're at tonight or where your heart is at tonight, brother or sister in this room that could audibly hear my voice. If you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, you need to know him to make it into heaven. You need to come to the feet of the cross of Christ and give it to him there. If he can pardon a criminal, he can pardon us. Amen. So are you ready to die and crucify your old ways? Those little things that are getting in the way, that are keeping us a couple of feet short from the cross of Christ, because Jesus' Spirit is always wooing us with his love. He's always wooing us. He loves us. And he wants us to come to the cross and know what the cross means. It means we need to die to self. There isn't anything Jesus Christ cannot heal, but we must come to the cross every day. You cannot just be coming to church Sunday and Wednesday. It's not enough. Every day you need to make your effort to read your scripture and pray and gather with the saints and fellowship as we are tonight. What a wonderful thing to gather with our brother's church, sister church across the street. Amen? This is what God wants. He wants the walls to come down. He wants us to come together and go for the community, for our loved ones, folks. They're burning. You've heard the story. If the house is burning, you want to run in there and save your loved ones. Half of my family is not saved, and our church here has heard my testimony. I continually pray for them, and I'm not going to stop praying for them till they're all sitting here one day learning about the cross of Jesus Christ. And I believe they're going to come. I do not doubt, because Jesus can do anything. If he transformed our lives, he can transform anyone around us. But if we're not in his word and carrying a cross, we can't permeate others. We need to permeate. And it's okay, folks. Let me say this loosely and transparently. Some of you are probably suffering and struggling and going through things. We all do too. It's part of the plan. But if you can confess and profess that suffering, who gets the glory? Jesus Christ, because of the cross. See, if we never went through stuff, we wouldn't need God or Jesus. We'd get all big-headed and just pride as that can be. I always think of the manna he gave them in the desert. And I always remember this because he just gave them enough to keep them going. Because if he dropped loaves of Weber bread, they would just sit down and say, God, we got this. We don't need you. He gives you a little bit at a time because he wants you to build up your strength and pick up your cross every day as we read and follow Jesus Christ. Homes are transformed. Marriages are healed. Relationships are fixed because of the cross of Jesus Christ. But it's going to take us, folks. Us, the people that know about the cross, about the suffering, about what was paid for us. See, it's an everyday battle. See, this dark day of the cross we call Good Friday was for all humanity. 1 Peter 3:18 says this, Christ suffered for our sins. He was an innocent person, but he suffered for guilty people so that he could bring you to God. If you can hear my voice this evening, whoever you are, God is pricking your heart. He's probing you. He's tugging at your heart. I know you're out there, and he wants you to come to him. And he wants you to nail your old ways and leave it there. Like he made me nail my old ways. I am a sinner saved by grace and not proud of the things I did before, but Christ gets the glory through the testimony because of the cross. 1 Peter 3:18, Christ suffered for our sins once. It's paid for, brothers and sisters. It's done. It's done. This dark day of the cross is where wrath and mercy met. This day of this Good Friday is when wrath and mercy met. That's why Good Friday is so dark and so good. Because God is good. And all the time, God is good. Amen? Folks, no matter what you're going through, we're here tonight. A lot of us, in the past, we'd be somewhere else on a Friday night, wouldn't we? Doing something not godly. Who cared about the cross? Who cared about church and this Jesus, this Jew? Ah, he died 2,000 years ago. We're okay. No, you're not. We are in the right place, folks. We need to be gathered continually. I really pray our churches can fellowship more. We can draw more people and tell them about the love of Christ and why he died on the cross. It was a dark day, but it needs to be left at the cross. So let's come to the cross and leave it all there. See, Jesus said it is finished. It's a done deal. Are you ready to do that tonight? Whatever your day was, whatever your week was, whatever you're facing, if it's physical, spiritual, mental, financial, marital, whatever it is, bring it tonight to the cross as we sing this last song, as the worship team comes out, and as we partake of the bread, leave it at the cross. It was a big price paid for us. There was a lot of bloodshed, but it was only the only way to fill God's wrath, to fulfill the righteousness that needed to come. There's many people out there that are lost. And like one of our pastors says here on Sundays, I love when he says this. A lot of times you don't need to preach Jesus, just live Jesus. And that permeates. And you know why? Because bugs are always attracted to light. We have the light of Christ. We're lights, folks. You're a city on a hill. You're salt for that good conversation to leading people. You give flavor to your conversations, your surroundings. And you can, when the God opens that window, you tell them about the cross and what Jesus did for you. Many folks sit across me and they always tell me, Frank, I don't know how to witness. I don't know how to pray. I don't know how to witness to my friend or my family worker. Tell them what Jesus did for you. I tell them what he did for me. I was a sinner, man. I was lost. And now I am found because of the cross. He gives me joy. He gives me power. He gives me success. He gives me this energy that a 53-year-old cannot contain. He lets me drum. He lets me gather. He's so good because of the cross, folks. It's the cross of Christ. Let's worship.
Light of the world. You've been listening to a presentation of Remnant. For more information, visit us at remnantchurchonline.com. You